In less than 2 weeks, the people of Bosnia are scheduled to vote in national elections, choosing people to run the institutions that are supposed to reunify that country. Yet conditions for free and fair elections on September 14th fall far short of the minimum called for in the Dayton Peace Plan. The big winners are expected to be the nationalist ruling parties of Bosnia's three ethnic groups. NPR's Silvia Pajoli reports now from Sarajevo about a multi-ethnic coalition of opposition parties that's trying hard to crack the monopoly on power.
The United List is a coalition of five opposition parties with both Muslim and Croat candidates, and whose platform calls for a truly multi-ethnic Bosnia. But the coalition is fighting an uphill battle. Throughout Bosnia, the ruling nationalist parties wield tight control over the media, and the opposition parties have little or no access to the state-run TV networks. Free access to the media is only one of the Dayton election conditions that have not been met. Others include return of refugees to their homes, freedom of movement across inter-ethnic boundary lines, and freedom of association. Several non-governmental organizations say the current situation can only turn the vote into a sham and have called for a postponement of the elections. But Zdravko Grebel, a leading Sarajevo intellectual running as an independent on the United List, is adamant the elections should take place.
The future of Bosnia-Herzegovina simply depends on the 14th of September. I really do not think that postponement of elections will solve the problem. I'm not a fool not to recognize that conditions for elections simply do not exist. But what is the alternative? We are very, very much aware that people in Bosnia-Herzegovina simply need a legitimate and legal government.
Grebo says all three nationalist parties, the Muslim Party of Democratic Action, the Croatian Democratic Union, and the Serb Democratic Party, all use slogans aimed at fomenting fear and insecurity among voters, and that their continued monopoly on power will lead to the definitive partition of Bosnia. Igor Reiner, a United List candidate from Tuzla, is particularly concerned by what he sees as the increasingly Islamic symbols and slogans used by the ruling Muslim Party of Democratic Action, or SDA, which throughout the war proclaimed that Bosnia must remain a multi-ethnic state. Reiner is astonished that at a recent rally, President Alja Izetbegovic was surrounded by white-clad soldiers wearing green headbands with Quranic slogans and chanting, "God is great."
The sense of Bosnia is diversity and tolerance, and not advertising just one religion or one point, looking at the world situation. And we saw a completely Islamic exhibition. It's a wrong one.
But the FDA has always promoted itself during the war.
Yes, to you. But believe me, we, living deep in the society, know better that it's untrue.
Igor Reiner says the United List is aiming its campaign at what he calls another Bosnian community.
The only problem of your foreigners is that you don't understand that there is a fourth Bosnia, the biggest one, of Bosnia of normal people. We are small representatives of this fourth Bosnia. But believe me, this is a silent majority here, which are against these stupid wars.
But as in the Bosnian Serb entity known as Srpska Republika, opposition candidates are undergoing harassment, sometimes to the point of death threats. Reiner says that in Tuzla, SDA militants provoke incidents in the streets and have beaten up residents who say they will vote for the United List. Slatko Lagumja, a former Bosnian deputy prime minister, seriously wounded during the war and now head of the Social Democrat Party, says that in Croat-controlled territory, the situation for United List candidates can be even worse.
They are lucky the house would explode in the air. If they were not lucky, they would be in the house while it is exploding.
But the United List and other opposition parties have great difficulty in getting their messages to voters. Not only do they have little access to TV, their posters are constantly ripped away by activists of the ruling parties. And the opposition has to break through the fear and insecurity fomented by the nationalists in power. The Croat party proclaims the survival of the Croat nation is at stake. The Serb hardliners say a vote against the party of indicted war criminal Radovan Karadzic is a vote against the Serb people. And the Muslim party calls for one nation, one religion. Lagumja says that he and his colleagues of the United List are often called traitors by the Muslim and Croat ruling parties. Nevertheless, they're pinning their hopes on Bosnian voters' memory of a pre-war ethnic coexistence. In particular, they're counting on the votes of the educated urban class, many of whose members left Bosnia in the early stages of the war. But they do not have many illusions. They're just hoping at least to get their foot in the door of Parliament and setting their sights on the next elections 2 years from now. This is Silvia Poggioli in Sarajevo.